Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Seven on a Tuesday. Time for, I'm curious to know where this one came from.
This is from Mark in Liberty, who messaged me on Facebook. He said, hey guys, please settle this. My wife and I got in an argument this weekend because she told me to, quote, clean the house and then got mad when I did not touch the garage. I told her the garage is not part of the house. I can see my breath. I can smell motor oil. That is not a living space. She says it has a roof. It has walls. It shares a wall with the kitchen. It counts as part of the house. I say if spiders can live in there and we don't try to kill them right away, it is not part of the house. Which one of us is right? That's from Mark in Liberty.
Oh, man, because I have questions about this before I can that are not going to get answered, obviously. But yeah. Is it like just a one car garage that a car goes into, or is it a three car garage where he keeps stuff out there, you know, where it's one of those bays is used for all of his stuff? And I know we don't know, but
it's a good question.
To me, it makes a difference.
Mark, if you're listening, message me again on Facebook and get that answer. That is a good question.
You know,
because if it's a one car garage, there's not enough room in there for anything else. I'll use my own garage as an example. I have a two car garage. There is stuff in there. I'm never expected to clean the garage, though, because there's not enough stuff in there, as far as I'm concerned, for it to be dirty, like, or for me to have to clean up.
I generally think if somebody says they are cleaning the house, like if I say I'm going to clean my house on Saturday morning, that does not mean the garage. The garage is a separate project. The garage is a separate, and I have a one car garage and it has some stuff in it. But if I'm cleaning the garage, that's a separate activity than me cleaning the house. It's a dirtier activity. It's going to require going outside. That's not the same thing.
I am torn on this. On one hand, I agree that if you have to put your coat on to go into a part of the house, it's not part of the house anymore. On the other hand, having lived in a place where I had a detached garage and having a place now where I have an attached garage, it definitely does feel like more, it's more like part of the house.
Well,
like it feels like the other one was basically a shed. We couldn't even get a car in it. We just stored stuff in it and it was a mess and I had to clean it out. But it being attached to the house makes me feel like, yeah, it is, because it's easier to get to.
If you just asked me, is a garage a part of the house? I would say yes. Mm-hmm. In general, yes. In my house, I have to go out through my office and then there's the garage that's attached and then there's a stairwell that gets me down to my basement. So for sure, it gets me down to my basement. The garage is right there. In general, yes, it's a part of my house. But in answer to the question, if I'm being told, go clean the house, do I also have to clean my basement? because you could argue that my basement is a part of my house too. I'm cleaning my basement at the same time I'm cleaning the house. I'm on his side.
I'm on his side too, also because I feel like his wife is being a little mean. Like,
like the garage must be a disaster. If she's making that argument.
Then she should have said, clean the house and make sure you focus on the garage because it's a disaster.
Right.
I feel like Mark did something good. He cleaned the house and she's like, not good enough. Like, just, I don't like disqualifying the good, or to use a better phrase, I don't like making perfect the enemy of good. And I think if he cleaned the house and he just didn't do the garage, then she should be like, oh, I thought you were going to clean the garage too.
Also say like, okay, that's great. Although I also think it's his house too and he shouldn't be asked to clean it. But then she needs to say, okay, next time, whenever next time is that something needs to be cleaned, bring it up at a separate time and say, can you get to the garage? It must be a mess or it wouldn't have been an issue. It must be bugging her for a long time.
913-586-7798. Where are you at on this? Is a garage that is attached to the house a part of the house, or do you consider it separate from the house?
Yes, Quentin.
I would like to bring up a Facebook comment on this. Mike says that if the garage is detached, it is not part of the house. It's its own structure. I know in this, our scenario, it is connected, but I just wanted to bring that up, you know, one, so people know about our Facebook page, but also that the ruling does seem to be if it is detached, it's not a part of the house. Now, Jackson County tax assessors might disagree with you, but
don't start, man.
They disagree with us on a lot of stuff, apparently.
I would say that if you're telling me to clean the house, I'm not, even whether the garage is attached or not, I don't feel like that it's fair to just assume I do mean the garage. No. I think that is a separate, because then what if you tell me to clean the house? Do I gotta go to the attic? Do I gotta go in the crawl space?
It can take all day to clean your garage, your garage.
This could be a spring cleaning event.
Yeah.
This could be a whole weekend.
That's a weekend.
In order to do that. So I don't think it's fair to assume that the garage is part of it. Just like I don't think if you have an unfinished basement, I don't think it's fair to assume. Right.
Which is mine. Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to assume when you say clean the house, it's clean the unfinished garage.
Yeah.
From the text line, my dude, insurance counts the garage. Real estate counts the garage. Your wife counts the garage. The garage is part of the house.
He should probably just go do it anyway. He probably shouldn't have asked this. Again, it's probably a mess. It probably needed to be cleaned a long time ago. Go do it.
I don't know. To me, it sounds like they need to not worry about cleaning the house and going to a therapist together.
From the text line, if you use it to store things you do not want ruined, it is part of the house. If not, then enjoy your garage couch. I don't know what they mean by that. But I don't know. I think it's also if you store... It depends on what you use it for. Mm-hmm. Katie's house growing up, they converted their garage into a living room.
Sure.
And it's kind of colder. They need to have space heaters in there. It's not as well insulated, but it works as a living room. So obviously that's now part of the house. It has carpeting in it, for God's sake. They don't put a car in it. It's part of the house. If a car is in it, then it's not part of the house. Can I say that? Because there's no other room in a house that you would have a car in.
I feel like we need to switch the word house for living space.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not a part of your living space. Now, you're not going to tell somebody, hey, go clean the living space. Mm-hmm. But it's not a part of where, most people, it's not where you're spending day to day. Unless it's summer, and you're tinkering in the garage or something like that. But otherwise... I don't think he should be expected to clean it.
Also from the text line, she wants him to clean a room she spends little to no time in. I think that's actually a good argument that it's not part of the house too. Is like if it's not a place that you're gonna be in for more than as long as it takes to just get your car out of the garage, unless you're doing repairs on it or something. Then no, it's not something that you should really be that focused on as part of your house.
I mean,
I don't know.
She doesn't spend much time in her teenage son's bedroom probably either, but she still expects him to clean that.
Mm.
So just because she's not there.
From the text line, women are just crazy. Smile, agree with them, and move on. I mean, I'm not going to agree with the women are crazy part, but I do feel like this is the difference between the way I approach my relationships and my relationship with my wife and the way a lot of other guys do is I just go, I pick my battles. If this was me and Katie,
yes.
I wouldn't be sitting here going like, oh, she wanted me to clean the garage because
right.
she says it's part of the house. And it's a, I go, yeah, so my wife thinks the garage is part of the house. I disagree with her, but I cleaned it anyway because it made her happy.
Well, also, if it's messy, it needs to be clean. Just acknowledge, like, yeah, it's a mess. I need to clean it, you know, and it's making you crazy and it needs to be picked up.
From the text line, if your garage has a rake, a dead leaf pile, and a mystery stain, it's not part of the house. What? I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I think if it has concrete instead of hardwood,
mm-hmm.
then it's not part of the house.
What if it's drywalled? My neighbor's garage is exactly the same as mine, except theirs is drywalled.
Yeah, ours is drywalled.
Mine is not.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not filled in like between the studs.
Why does this feel like the worst, you might be a redneck routine ever?
Yes.
If your garage has carpeting, it's part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
My husband tried the same argument. He lost. You're losing too. I didn't know this was, yeah.
If I were her, I mean, if he was really going to have this argument, if I'm her, the thing I'm saying is I shouldn't even have to tell you to clean the house. Like, you live here too. Let's go back to that.
Wouldn't it be nice if you just did this without me asking?
Right. And then we wouldn't have to have the argument about the garage.
Also from the text line, if it's your first impression of your home every time you pull into it, that affects how you feel about your home,
ooh,
so you should clean it.
That's insightful.
That's a good argument for cleaning the garage. It's not a good argument for the semantics,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, would make for a better segment, but mm-hmm. we're stuck on the semantics.
Yes.
In my neighborhood, nearly every garage is filled with junk. That's kind of true for me, too. Like, our garage is not filled with junk, but I see so many people when they're, like, leaving in the mm-hmm. morning, pulling out of a driveway, and then you see their house, their garage. Like, maybe they'll have a two-car garage, but half of it is filled with junk.
It's funny,
like,
because,
guys, just throw stuff away. Like, you need to, it's helpful for me because I've moved so much that we've gotten rid of so much crap. But the houses here aren't small. Like, if your house is choked with stuff so much so that you're filling half of your garage with a bunch of spare tables and a bunch of other stuff, man, like, you need to just go to Goodwill or build a bonfire. But that's just wasted space.
Are there sheds outside the houses in your neighborhood? To store stuff that might be in a garage?
A couple of places have sheds, yeah.
Okay, because so my neighborhood is older, as I've said. My house was built in the 1950s. I recently learned that my house was the first one built on the block. And my neighborhood is the opposite of yours. And my neighborhood is almost all single car garages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of two-car families where they keep one car in the garage and one car in the driveway. Most houses in my neighborhood have basements. A lot of them are unfinished. Some people have sheds. So I assume the garage stuff is being kept in the shed. But it's kind of interesting. It's single-car garage, and people are parking in them and not having a messy space.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. We had a garage in the house we lived in before here, and it drove us crazy. Because you couldn't pull a car into it comfortably, and you couldn't pull out. It would you have to do like 5-point parking mm-hmm. to get in or out. So we just use it for storage. But man, as soon as we came here, we're like, there's no mess in that garage.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause we need to have the cars in there. It is such a luxury that not having to warm up your car in the morning, or make, you know, if you want to get into it in the summer months.
Also, just for safety.
Hot.
I mean, just so that nobody can mess with it. My goal next year is to have a shed built on the back of the house. Jackson County needs to not listen to this when they do property tax assessments, because this is something you would notice from the outside. But because my lawnmower and stuff is kept in my garage, and that keeps me from parking in it. And in the winter, I can take the lawnmower to the basement, but I want the separate space to put all that in.
Just put some camo netting over it, and we'll never see it.
And that's when my assessment will go up 400% because of the 10-by-10-foot shed that's going to go in the back.
That's why you get one that you can, like the plastic or Rubbermaid ones.
Yeah.
Then you just take it down, you know?
Until the wind comes and
from the text line, this is an interesting text. Our home does not have a dedicated mushroom space. I would like to use my garage for some of that, like all the snowshoes, athletic bags, and all that kind of stuff. My husband is a... Did they mean a different word besides mushroom space?
What would have auto-corrected to mushroom?
Or text to speak?
Yeah.
Came out mushroom?
What did they say?
Text line, what... 5952, what did you mean by mushroom space?
Is that, hey, you know what?
Maybe they mean mudroom? Mudroom.
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 Mudroom. Yes.
Okay. I initially thought, are we growing stuff out there? Is that... Is that what they mean?
When I was single, there was a room in my house that had mushrooms.
And your sporting goods?
It wasn't, it wasn't intentional, but they grew there.
Thank you for that mudroom.
That's funny. Cool. All right, thank you. All right, coming up, what is the perfect sleep schedule? You know, it's like, I got to go to bed at 10 o'clock every night. I got to wake up at this time. Apparently... Having the perfect sleep schedule is not that important. What matters more is just getting good sleep. But how do you do that? We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So I learned a new phrase out of the story out of CNN that to me is counterintuitive to sleeping well, which is sleep pressure, which is you need to be tired. That's not calming.
Just
the idea of sleep
pressure. And I missed this the first time I read it earlier today. Sleep pressure? You mean being tired?
Yeah.
Like, why are they making up new terms for a perfectly good term?
That
you mean tired, not sleep pressure.
Yeah, that's call it stupid. Tired. Sleep pressure gives me anxiety, which would keep you awake. Right. But there's some new advice, and this is said on behalf of two insomniacs, which is, I guess, good news. It's still better for your health to get more sleep. The less sleep you get, the less your body can repair itself and the more likely you are to get every illness on earth. But rather than stress about the quantity, there's a doctor who is an assistant professor of psychology at Harvard Medical School, Dr. Tony Cunningham, who is the director of the Center for Sleep and Cognition in Boston, and said, it's not just about hours, it is your sleep quality is just as important as how long you sleep. And he said, two things matter, our sleep pressure and circadian rhythms. Sleep pressure, or sleep drive, he calls it, I don't like that either, builds up the longer you're awake and decreases while you're asleep. It's what causes you to start feeling tired. And he said, basically, wait until that sleep pressure has built up before you go to bed. You need to be tired to go to bed. Here's the problem, is that a lot of people that don't sleep well don't have that sleep pressure as much, or need to go to bed earlier. You know, should be in bed at 9, but aren't tired until 11, which gets into your circadian rhythm being off, which is the other part of it.
Well, and I don't know if you're like this. I'm like this. I can be tired all day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 p.m. feel great.
Yeah. Yeah. Second wind.
Like, I'm not tired at all. In fact, now I'm going to be up until 3 o'clock in the morning for reasons.
I just lost him. I think we just lost Weir there for a second.
Nope.
There you are. Hold on. Keep trying. There we go. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Am I back now?
Just gone for a second though. So they still say light, other external factors like that can affect your circadian rhythm. And so you need to go to bed. I don't like what this guy said, because everything conflicts. He's saying you need to be tired, but also, even if you're not as tired, going to bed and turning the lights off will tell your circadian rhythm it's time to go to sleep. So even if you're not tired, go to bed.
I think this is just one of those things that I'm just going to have to get over.
Oh,
like, it's never going to happen for me.
Just manage for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to be a musician when I was younger. It just never happened. I got over it.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to sleep, have a good night's sleep, and feel rested all the time. I just need to accept it's never going to happen. And I think in that acceptance is freedom, because as soon as I just accept that it's never going to happen, I might be actually able to sleep better. So I'm putting less pressure on myself to not be tired the next day. I'm putting less pressure on myself to go to bed at the right time. And I will say, since I kind of moved stuff up here where I'm at right now into this office area and kind of made this like my little dad den,
it's better than man cave.
That's what I call it. Yeah. I get better sleep because I stay up in this room until like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to bed because I'm tired. I don't just lay in bed all night waiting to go to sleep. I sit in here, work on stuff, watch TV, play video games, whatever. And then when I feel tired, I go to my bed.
This story is useless to me because I have no problem falling asleep. I am exhausted all of the time. My problem is staying asleep. I'm up every REM cycle. I'm up every hour, every 90 minutes, 5, 6, 7 times a night. And no one has solved that. And the thing that made it better was having the dog in the bed, which is not the case now. So just the noise, the breathing, the snoring, knowing that she would wake up and bark if there was any problem outside, I think helped. Yeah. So yeah, the study is useless to me. So I think retirement will be great for me for sleep.
It doesn't
just
mention,
wait till then.
It doesn't mention napping, by the way.
No.
Like, because I have found that I can be tired all day, then take like a 10, 15 minute nap and then feel fine.
Oh, no.
Like, it just takes just enough to take the edge off and then I'm fine. I'll ask the audience, or 913-586-7798. Here's a question. What is stopping you from getting a good night's sleep? Is it your job? Is it your kids? What is waking you up and what keeps you up? Because I don't have that as much as you do, Jamie, but I also don't go to sleep until I'm so exhausted there's no way I'm waking up.
Right. You like, also I can just, sleep later in the morning.
That's true. Yeah,
I'm a little bit more on a schedule.
You do that freelance stuff.
Yeah.
That get you up earlier.
And there's also me being in a house alone and, you know, and that kind of thing. And there's no amount of security systems that's ever going to make that, you know, it's still, you still hear every noise and that kind of thing. Yeah, retirement.
I'll move to South Overland Park.
I'll wait.
That's what I did. I have to worry about security systems. It's
then I'd have to get roommates probably of some kind, and I'm way too old for that. I don't know. That doesn't sound... That's not a good way to go. I'm too old for it, too,
and yet there's three of them here.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty tired of those guys.
And you pay for them, too. Like, you're paying for two of those.
I'm the one paying all their grocery bills and everything.
Mm-hmm. They don't contribute anything.
Well, actually, that's not true. Katie pays for some stuff. 913-586-7798. I have no problem sleeping. However, on rare occasions, we all experience not sleeping. I feel like the guy had never been so tired you could cry. I don't know. Whatever. When I wait for sleep pressure stage, I end up falling asleep in front of the TV. Yeah, I think that's the other problem is like, then you're too tired to even go to bed.
Yeah. Or you just fall asleep without that. Like, that's not good to fall asleep on the couch. And then because at some point you're going to wake up still in your clothes and go to bed.
And a lot of people are saying you need to get like a ring.
I have it.
An Apple Watch.
I have the ring camera. I have security.
No. They mean an actual ring you wear where it measures your health and your sleep patterns and stuff like that. I agree with you. That can be helpful for me. And I think this would be the issue for you as well, Jamie. It's not beneficial because too much information makes me crazy. Like it's too specific and it. I know that happened to me many times where I woke up wearing an Apple Watch. It felt fine. Mm-hmm. Looked at my sleep thing and it was like, oh, you slept like garbage last night and then felt like crap.
I wore one for a while. It wasn't accurate. It just wasn't. And I don't need a device to tell me what I already know. Like, I already know because when I get up, I get out of bed. I mean, I go on the other side of the house and come back. So I don't need a device to tell me that.
And then a lot of people on the text line saying the thing that's stopping them from getting perfect night's sleep is having to wake up to pee.
That is not my problem, ever.
I know that becomes increasingly a problem for men. It hasn't been a problem for me yet. I also make sure I pee before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a secret. Just go evacuate everything.
And drink water earlier in the day. Get your...
Yeah.
Get your. Yeah. Hey, old man in there, how you doing? Quentin's laughing at us.
I mean, you know, the solution is just be better at sleeping, I guess.
Shut up.
I get that solid 9 hours, you know?
I'll be honest with you. I wish it was like a skill you could develop because I am very skills based. Like, I like learning new things and I like learning new skills. If it was a skill, I think I would be able to, you know, focus on that. Like, if I could practice, like do, what is that called? Deliberate practice for sleep. Yeah, I would be fine. That's how I taught myself how to play guitar and drums and stuff. I don't have that with sleep. I don't know how you do it.
Probably go check into a sleep clinic for a week.
Katie keeps saying I need to do that.
And go, and I'm sure this would be expensive, but you could probably go for a week and they would design a sleep schedule for you and tell you when you need to go to bed and make you go to bed and, you know, and keep track of it. You could probably be trained.
I think it would be good show content. You know, so
do the show from there every day.
Yeah. It'd be bad marriage content because what would happen is I'd go to the sleep clinic. I'd feel great for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then I'd be back to staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning and pissing my wife off.
Yeah,
that's what would happen is she would be
but
like,
you'd have a great
all that money
week.
On that clinic.
Just for you. Just go for you. A little vacation for you to sleep well for a week.
I honestly know we talk about it a lot. I don't mind. Most of this, I think I've just accepted I'm a little bit tired all the time. That's it. That's my secret. I'm just always a little bit tired.
Here's why I'm annoyed is that on the rare occasion that I get good sleep, then I know what I'm missing. Mm. And then that irritates
me
on the nights that I don't. Yeah, shut up.
I'm like the Hulk. His secret was that he was always angry. My secret is I'm always just a little bit tired. Coming up, we talked about Dollar Tree doing great earlier. Do they have self-checkout at Dollar Tree?
No. Not at my Dollar Tree.
Who is most likely to steal from self-checkout? Is it the vagabonds amongst us? Those people who just love stealing from society? And by those people, I mean the rich? Yeah, actually. Those are the people most likely to steal from self-checkout. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It would be so easy. You can imagine how people would do it. Steal from the self-checkout. But there's a new study out about who is stealing from the self-checkout, why they think it's okay, what percentage of people are. And again, are we lower income or higher income when it comes to the people that steal?
So a new LendingTree survey reveals just how normalized self-checkout theft has become. Nearly one in three shoppers openly admit that they've intentionally stolen items at self-checkout. Again, that's one in three admit to it. More than a third say they've walked out with items that they never scanned, sometimes accidentally, sometimes not. And the kicker is over half the people who admit stealing say they plan to keep doing it. But more than that, the people who are most likely to steal from self-checkout are people making over six figures a year.
913-586-7798. If you have done it, no judgment. Because 33% of you have. What's your reason? Because one of the biggest reasons I heard about was that people justify it by saying stuff costs too much and that the retailer they're stealing from should lower prices on things. So they feel like it's okay that they steal because it shouldn't cost what it does.
It's counteractive because the more you steal,
the higher prices go
from
up.
Them, the higher prices are going to be.
Yep.
Because they have to then hire more security and you know, that's a whole issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the number one reason. I've never done it.
And I haven't either.
I'm being 100% honest because I've never done it because I'm so paranoid about being caught.
Me
it's
too.
The same thing why I don't like gambling that much because I don't like losing.
Yeah.
The thrill of stealing whatever I'd be stealing is nothing compared to the guilt and the paranoia I would have about being caught.
I would get caught. I would get caught and it would be like I'd get the mean theft prevention guy and scary and like tell me I'm going to prison and you know.
At the same time, we've had a couple stories where Target has literally let people shoplift from them over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait until they've stolen over, it's like $10,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's only $1,000. I can't remember the amount. But until they've stolen a felony amount, and then they get them and throw them in jail.
Yeah, because if they get away with it once,
yeah,
then they'll come back. And then they'll build confidence and steal bigger things.
Just kind of like entrapment in a way, but yeah. Whatever. I would say the number one reason, again, getting back to my original point, which I got away from too quickly there, the number one reason people steal at self-checkout is because, and this would be my justification, I'm not your employee. You are saving money by making me do the work that you now refuse to pay people to do? Well, guess what? I'm the worst kind of employee you can imagine. One who steals, one who forgets to ring things up,
mm-hmm.
and also one who works for free. That's the kind of employee that you got when you hired me against my will to be, you know, working at your retail outlet. Now, I would not use that as justification personally, because I still think that stealing is wrong. But I think that that's probably the reason why. I think people are indignant about self-checkout. It'd be one thing if we did self-checkout and you got a discount.
Yeah.
One thing if you did self-checkout and things were getting lower in price instead of going up constantly.
Like, hey, we are not hiring as many employees.
Right. We're saving money here.
So we're going to...
still screwing you.
Yeah. Do you think... are we over some of the I hate self-checkout stuff? When we first turned a lot more towards self-checkout, especially after COVID, we had many discussions about people don't want to do it. They don't want to check their stuff out. They shouldn't have to. I feel like some people are now kind of just doing it anyway. I mean, like even stores that never used to have self-checkout have it now. Aldi has the Aldi that I go to has one checker, one human, and 8 or 9 self-checkout lines. And it's faster just to do it yourself, because you're going to bag it yourself anyway.
It depends. There's diminishing returns on it. Like if you have a cart full of stuff, it's actually quicker to have the cashier do it. But if you're just going in for like 4 or 5 things, that's what I typically, if Katie goes to Aldi, she's doing the grocery shopping for the week. So she goes through the cashier. If I go, it's 4 or 5 things and then the checkout line. Here's the other problem, though, I have is I think Walmart's the only place where this has happened to me. I get so indignant because sometimes they accuse me of stealing.
You've been accused of stealing?
Yeah. So one time we were buying 5 water bottles of like these types of water bottles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I buy those.
The frost thing.
Yeah.
From Walmart. And I had like 5 of them in the cart. And I was like, I'm not going to pull each individual one out. So I just scanned one 5 times. And they're all the same.
Oh, yeah.
They were the exact same flavor and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm just going to scan this 5 times. And when I did it, the thing went off saying that I'd stolen them. And then somebody came over and was like, what's going on? What happened? And I was like, I just scanned this 5 times. You're not supposed to do that. Okay, well, I don't work here.
Right.
So,
right.
And by the way, if I did, it wouldn't be a problem, because that's exactly what I've seen the cashiers do 100 times. So I thought it'd be okay if I did it. As an employee of this store who doesn't collect a wage. So, yeah.
What if I'm getting cases of water? Am I expected to... What if I was getting 5 cases of water? Am I expected to lift each case of water up on that little scanny thing?
Yep.
What if the... Apparently. I know they have the handheld one. What if that doesn't reach? Then what?
SOL. Hmm. Well, that's a good question, because I've scanned stuff in the... I think if you take it out of the cart and put it over to the side, mm-hmm. the camera catches that. So...
Okay.
The lesson is just don't take anything out of your cart.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the lesson. Because the only reason they caught me or whatever, paid attention to me, is because then I took the 5 water bottles and just put them in a bag.
But they didn't see you scan the same one 5 times and realize, hey, maybe that's what he's doing?
They're not looking at anything. It's the AI. I mean, it's some computer algorithm that notices me go from this position to this position and goes, he's stealing, get him.
On second thought, let's go back to textbooks and the abacus and flashcards.
Yeah, you know who was living it up? The Flintstones.
Yeah.
They seem so much happier than the Jetsons. Why don't we just be the Flintstones?
I miss people. I miss people.
Well, let's not go that far.
I know Quentin totally disagrees. Self-checkout, I'm sure, was a dream for you, but I miss people.
All right. From the text line, why do people steal from self-checkout? Somebody said that their mom steals grapes because it's too confusing ringing them up. You just put them on the scale and then you just type the thing in. Yeah. But okay, fair. Somebody said the adrenaline high is the reason that they steal from self-checkout. Mm-hmm. It's just too much of a high. That's where it would be a Jamie or on the same page, but the opposite.
There would be no high. There would be anxiety. There'd be no high.
It would just be terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm the so person worried. That gets back to my car and thinks, oh man, did I scan everything? I scanned everything, right? Look at my everything's in there, right? Didn't leave anything in the cart.
Great. When you say you don't steal, hold on, this is the voice I'm going to start using for text like this. When you say you don't steal just because you're afraid, that's not great. How about because it's wrong? Okay.
I mean, I thought that was a given. I thought we all knew it was wrong.
That was the point, is we were saying it's wrong, and we'd be doing... I'm turning off the text.
I feel like that was implied.
I'm off text for the day. Yeah, no,
that
you're right.
It was wrong.
Yeah, we're bad people. That's the point, is that's what it is. And by the way, I'll make the argument that it is wrong to steal from a store. It's also wrong that they put us to work for them and don't give us a discount. It's also wrong that they've raised the prices on things without any justification. It's also wrong that they treat their employees like garbage. And so anytime you go into a store, you're greeted with hostility constantly, where they could afford to pay their employees a living wage. But Walmart doubles down on the fact that they know they don't need to pay their employees that much because Snap will take up the other part of that. And then they go back to Walmart and spend their money, their Snap money, at Walmart. So they're doubling down on it. They do great. That's also wrong. But you're right. Stealing is wrong. It's in the Bible.
I want you to go after the person that just texted and said that they steal grapes because it's too hard to ring them up. Go after that person. Yell at that person.
Yeah, we didn't.
They're openly stealing because they think it's too hard to look it up in the little scanny thing.
Real quick, we'll go to break because we only have a minute coming up now. I have a scenario for you, and we'll debate it for like 30 seconds that we have coming up on midday.
Talking about the self-checkout, what you got?
Here is a scenario, because this happened to a friend of mine. His wife went through the self-checkout, forgot to ring something up, realized that when she got out to the car, it was raining, and so she just left. I don't know what it was, but let's say it was something that was plastic, covered in plastic. She just left it in the cart.
Outside.
And she's like, that's good enough. She's like, they're going to just take it back in and restock it. So who cares?
I mean, that's not... God, how lazy can you be? You made the mistake. And these are the same people that leave shopping carts out in the middle of the parking lot and don't take them to the cart corral because they're too lazy to do that. You made the mistake and didn't scan it. You can't take it back inside?
What's funny is I've literally done the opposite, where I've bought something... was at Target. I bought something and accidentally left it there at the self-checkout. Then when I went back for it, they're like, we don't have it. We restocked it.
Yeah, but you would have proof that you bought it.
Yeah, I would have.
On the receipt.
If I hadn't thrown the receipt away. All right, coming up, what is a Christmas pickle? Weird traditions. Yeah. We'll talk about that next at midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.